tear, Jeff, is the woods of Chirpsey's cries to Singaloo's sweet cheeriod and suck him up the old cant rogue. Group A. You have Jest, aham, beamed listening through, aham, pig, his halted excerpt from John Whiston's five-axled production, The Coach with the Six Insides, from the tales of yore of the times gone by before there was a hoof king or a hoof thing or a ping in a poke in our land, all sold. Ghost Story by Eric Wiggs is to become continued in Fersen's Nightly in the Let's All Wake Brickfaced in Lucan. Lirondella, jaunty Lirondella, with tirra-lirra rondinels at Antivy we go. Attention. Stand at ease. We are now diffusing among our lovers of this sequence, to you, the dew-folded song of the nottingales, Alice, Alice, hello, from their sheltered positions in rose scenery hading on the heather side of Waldalure, Mount St. John's, Ginnyland, whither our allies winged by dusk foil from Moor Park, swift sanctuary seeking after Sunsink Gang, oi, bo, hither, zither, almost dotty, I must dash, to pour their peace in partial flow, flow, flora, Florence, sweetish, sad, light and gale, twit, twin, toosing willow. Let every sound of a pitch keep still in resonance, gem crow, jackdaw, prime and second with their terse, that woe betwides them, now full the orb, now dulcifer, and when we press a pedal soft, pick out and vowelize your name. Ah, mum, you pergolesi, you mere bear, and you bilhini, and you smirky dainty, and more betoken, you wake fools and Aryans with all your badge-thumped piano. We are gluck-glucky in our being so far fortunate that bark and bay duel with man good fox in chimings having ceased to the moment, so allow the clinkers of our nocturne field, night's sweet most heart, their Carmen Silve, my quest, my queen. Lou must wade to cool me early, coil me curly, warbler dear. May song it flourish in the underwood, in Corush, long may it flourish in the nut sky, till Thorush, secret hookup. Rogue and our loud brags, that soddy old samph, how high is Vailvar? To which, yes, he did, capped, that was the answer. And his shark short trooping its colours, we knows his ventruculence. Which that rang, rip, rip, ripping. Bull, 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 balloon. I will shally, thou shalt willy. You wooden should as you'd remesmer. I hypnot. Tis golden sickle's hour. Holy moon priestess, we'd love our graps of Mr. Lowe's. Moss the matter? Pshut! Taberance comes. To fell our fairest. Oh, gee. Salam, salam, salam. Carols. Oh, indeed, and we were, and Hoodie Crow was there. I soared from the peach, and Miss Molly showed her pair, too, on to three and away. Wet the bee as to defloweret green de grasses, yellow horse, hematitis, seal our erdos. Did you every see such a way, such a wild, eerie, wig, airy wagger, even to the extremity of the world? Dingle Dell. The enormous, his, our littlest little, we, that long a lancy one. Let's sit on this anthill for our frill-dress talk after this day of making blithe in vale the heart before our groat supper serves to us pancho master, and let Harlequin play peep to mime up all our calumniation. Winds one is naught, twigs two is nil, tricks trees makes nix, fares fears stoops at nothing. Until Arthur comes again us, and St. Patrick's, he's reformed, we'll pose him together a piece apace. Shares in Guinnesses. There's lovely the sight. Surey me, man weepful. Big seat, you did hear? And teach him twisters in tongue Irish. Pat lad may go, too. Quicken, aspen, ash, and yew, willow broom with oak for you. And move your tell about. Not nice is that, limpet lady. Suppose we try it promisely. Love all. Nay, tell me not tennis. Taunt me threatening. But do now say to Mr. Eustache, Inyan Mingan has to hear. Whose joint is out of jealousy now? Why, heavily bodies, evilly bald is. Hopping, gracious, aren't they awful? Oh, burlesque me, what a nerve! How a man's in his armor, we nurses know. Wing, wong, welly, pity, pretty Nelly. Some potty pit it in. Will any petty pull it out? Call Kitty Kelly. Kissy Kitty Killy Kelly. What a nice old buzzard. But what a neat song gal. Here all the leaves a-lift aloft, full a-leafing, fell a-laughing over Umbrelloni and his parasolieris with their black throne guards from the county shillelagh. Ignorant invincibles, innocent semutant, Ansel Grootfat, a lord awake, is unangonamed before the bridge of Primrose, and his twy Isis Baldmans is met the Bloy Bells near Dandelion. We think it's a gorsed shame, these good hommes. A lark of lemon ladies, a lurk of orange tawny men. Your back leg wanted, Budkley, mister, bester of the boyne. And they leave the most lively of leaf times, and the most foliaginous, till there came the marrer of mirth, and the janged rapper of old jocular arenas. And they were as were they never e'er. Yet had they laughter, one on other, unto the end, and enjoyed their laughings, merry was the times, when so granted high Hilarion us may too. Cease, pray, story walkering around with jester Roman over him, he's swinking about as they think and plan on royal what. Back to Droughty, the water of the face has flowed. The all of them, the soury guxers, blotty-eyed boys, in that pig's village smoke, a six-digitarian legion on Druid Circle, the Clan Diblin Clam cartel, then pulled out and came off and rally agreed them, roasted malts with toasted burleys, in condemnation of his totumtation, and for the duration till his repopulation, upon old Noll Crom foremost Ironsides, as Campnabel chieftain, since as Salmon Trout to explain to someone, seeing that, as he had contracted out of Ireland's empire, he might as coolly have rolled the school call, top and turboy, a grand purpose, the many-fathom brine groom with a 40-inch bride, out of the Cupton Clancord kettle auction, like the solder of a brit she was bound to be and become, till the sea got him, while ask, from maker to missus, and what he gave was as a pattern, he, that hon of a hoard, is a fin, as she, his tent wife, is a lap, at home on a steed, abroad by the fire, to say nothing of him having done what you know, how you saw, when you heard, were you, what? The kenspeckled sauker, generous as cock, greedy gus with garzelle, upriter of age and most umbrasive of yous all, under heaviest corpses exemption. And who was ever spitter and howsoever's fondling, saving her keepers, that mould the bowl she sold to hold the wine that wakes the barley, the peg in his pantry to hold the heavy-ache off his heart. The droll delight of deemsterhood, a wind from the wood to bond. Like the bright lamps, the mamahala, year in out year in, auspicably suspectable, but in expectancy of respectableness. From dirty flock bedding, drip dropping through the ceiling, the two sisters of charities on the front steps, and three evacuant cleansers at the back gaze, single box and pair of chairs, suspectable, occasionally and alternatively used by husband when having writing to do in connection with equitable druids and friendly or other societies through periods of dire want with comparative plenty, thunderburst, ravishment, dissolution, and providentiality. To a sofa, albeit of horsehair, with a modicum cloth, hired peono still playing off, used by the youngsters for churning out ulstrums, three bedrooms up a stairs, of which one with fireplace, that's spectable, with greenhouse in prospect, particularly perspectable. And you, when you kept at Dalby, were you always, for that time only, what we knew how, when we, from that point solely, were you know where? There you are. And why? Why, Hitchcock, aye, he was snapped on the sly, upsidaisying Cora's pearls out of the pie, when all the perts in Princess Street set up their tinkers, hum, grand ran that keen of old bards, with them Nunes boys piercing, screaming off their arms worth. The boss made doves and draves out of his buck nest, while herself wears the bowler's hat in her bath. Deductive Almain Rogers disguises his voice, shatters behind Hoke's chestnut from excessive. Heat waves racing. They jest keeps rosing. He jumps, leaps, rising. How long? You known that, Tom? I certainly know. Is their band both tized? Certainly not. Has they been renamed? Certainly not. Does they ought to buy the papal boy when he footles up their suit? He's their mark to foil the flouter, and they certainly owe. He's spritting his fizz, backing. He salt to their bis puddin'. He tookled her palum, so column is solemn. And he zooked their friends leave. Bonnie class, fair wheel. Guilty, but fellows culpable. It was felt by me sindade that submerged Dodoty double-faced told waterside laborers. But since we for at home's health have chanced all that, the wild whips, the wind ships, the wonder lost for world hips, unto their foursquare trust, prayed in aid its plumpty lump pitchesness, which, when it turtled around seeking a thud of surf, spake to approach from inheard of trespass through mink's mingled hair. Though I may have hawked it, said, and selled my hot peas after theatrics calls from my imprecurious position, and though a chance I could have emptied a pan of backslop down grain by whiles of dodging a rear from the midden privet appurtenance thereof, salving the presence of the board of wumps and pumps, I am ever inculpable, where release of prisoners properly is concerned, of unlifting up fallen girls, where endangered from them in their open out of unadulterous bowery with those hindering influences from an angel's sexonism. It was merely my barely till their oath. Miss Saunders stayed. Maggie Guggy's gigag. The code's proof. The ribald danger with they who would bear whiteness against me, I dismiss him from the mind of good. He can tell such a story to the 12th maligns that my first was a nursemaid and her fellow was a will-be perambulatrix. There are 20 to 22 fuse and leather mail coat schemes pen pairing to host post for it voluntarily with my valued for favor to the post puzzles department with large parcels of presents for future branch offering. The green approve the raid. Schaumbaum's board he is a mustering in the groves while his shule comes merging along. Want I put myself in their curtlies, I were a yearn to leap with them and show me too by sex time. Dear, and lest I forget mergers and bow to you low marchers, attention! What amazing month of buds and misses they are making, so winky wish to flit before their kin. Attention, ears to ears, the skull of a gall, for every dime he yawpens that mo' mouth you could park your ford in it. Who has paper-treated him into captivities with his inside man by a hock-seat of star-vision for an averagetta piece of parchment, cooking up his lenses to be my apocalypse, the recruiter of his conscriptions. Let him be a servant to Kinahan. For peace, peace, perfect peace, I have abwaited me in a water of ailing, and I have placed my reeds in tectis before the regis tower of the perception of tribute in the hall of the city of Analby. How concerns any merry aunt, and whosoever grave sobbers, it is parents empry sex of fun to help a dazzle off the other. What for Musias and Gracias, may the Dublin rape the handsomest, and the whole mad nightmare's nest, ton, pother, prison and plotch. If why shouldn't somewhat, well, I am able to owe it, hearth and chimney easy. They seek her for Van Flaum, all worldens merkins, I'll eager make list torpedo ponder arken. Bass ass. And if my litigimate was well to wren tig-tag cackling about it, like the Sally Bird she is to Abraham in the Cutey Strict, I shall call upon my first among my lost of lyras, beyond a jingu bangoist, to overcast her, dismissing Munda Manu all the riflings of her victuum gleaner, my old chuck, she drakes me druck, turning out gay at 90, and well shoving off a boast and mess like Lot's wives does over her hand-picked husband, as she would be calling, well, for further oil miracles upon all her wayfarer gods, and re-announcing my deviltries, as was I a locally person of caves until I got my purchase on her firm for hold, I am, I like to think, by their sacrilegion of Daemond Cap Daemond, confessedly in my Baron Gentium to the manure born, till Ladius day as Panther Possifer, to have split for Grunt a peer of bellows like Bacula's shakes arousing guttural at any old Sir Pain time by peaching, all soul we are not a musical. The worry worst against myself in the defile as a liberatus episcopal of these mispeciites of the first virginial water, who, without an auction of biasement from my part, with gladdest tone are quickiest in it, over how and under where the totty lotty poppy flossy conny dolly mawkins. Though I heave a cold on my back, and am cood up to my ears, hoven same times I used all tides to be a swarmer for the meek stand the grace. You are not going to knock. You might be three-abreasted, whole-nosing at a wall-hoarding from our Donamir and Ent Vilayet's prostitution, precisingly Kushka's tariffs, and it could be double-densed on countless hour of all bleakest age, with a bad of wind and a baran of rain, non pos mentis like Novus Elector, what with his marks and their groups, yet did a doubt, should a dare, were to you, you would do and dampt me, shank or dump you. Skunk. And fare with me to share with me, hinter and thonter, hant by hunt, by where dovening shedders down whose rovely leg, as yours were and as ye's is. Sure and you would, Mr. McGurk, be sure and you would, Mr. O'Dwayne, to be sure and you would so, Mr. McGilligot. Would you nods? Mum, mum. No mum has the rod to put a stub to the lurch of emotion. My little love apprentices, my dears, the Estelles, Van Nessis, Van Nixis, Wunderpool, which I had a real devouts for, yet was it Marley Lowies, or just to feel with these, which older man K.K. always welly, he is showing off the full nights, for my palm spread was gap to a parsley sprig, the curliest weedine old ocean coils around, so spruce a spice for salt horse sunnies, and as tear to the thrusty as tailor spring, when after borns, when she was looked like a little share chilled, O sword, ah ma, by my tide impressing, as Beecher seeth, and all the colouries fair fled from my false cheeks. Papa, where you conceal me, you mayst forced gauge my bride. Wicked gapers, I appeal against the light, an existence of vividence. Panto boys is on a looser in-loss, ballet girls suppling throne tight. I have wanted to thank you such a long time, so much now. Thank you. Sir, kindest of bottle holders and very dear friend, among our hearts of steel, for out I know it will before you, me dare beautiful young soldier, winninger nor any of your rudimental muscats, before you go to mass. You, who have watched your share with your sockpool sodalists on your bunthead nogs at our love tennis squats regats, suck pump, when on with the balls did deserve the fame, my gold rush gainst her silver nets. To say, begid, for the love of goddess and Pertha now as you reveres your one mother's mitch for match, and while I reveal thus my deep-seep daughter, which was born up proudly out of med's dreams unclothed, when I was pillowing in my brine of Saturnay Eve, how now, warn't we? To see, I say, ho, ho, in stay of execution, in re milcho melachmans, incriminated. What you feel, odd rabbit, upon every strong ground you have ever taken up, by bitter stiff work or batten staff play, with assault of Turk against a barracravel of Greek shoots, e'en though Jambule's difficulties is Terry Shimmy Rag's opportunity, if that is grace for the grass, what is balm for the bramblers? As it is, that I am the catasmatic old ruffin, supposedly improctor to be seducent trovatellers, the dire daffy dame deaconesses, like wise sighs the soothy singer. The lilith soft, I felt, and when boo-boo brutals and cautiouses only aims at the ogog hogs in the human, then houts blimey and tarnation, up curts and scotch 'em. I'll tall tale tell croon pay securers, so will nuggets and nippers, that thash on me stumpin' blows the gaff off my ambition, and thit tides or mars makes a good dale to be shat at. False stuff. His rote in air aft steff was, and dong wong magunty till the bombed home of the war, thrushed in his whole sort of close. wish to wood and wield bays of Borshaw binding. The desire of Miriam is the despair of Marion, as Joseph's beauty is Jack Jacob's grief. Brow, tell nun. Eye, feign sad. Mouth, sing mim. Look at Lockman, what between the cup girls and the platter boys. And he grew back into his grocery baseness, and for all his grand remonstrance, and there you are. Here endeth Chinchinatibus with half speak finish, with a hague for a halt on a pound's foot pants. Pink, please pink, to please pink, how to please pink. Punk. Mask one, mask two, mask three, mask four. Up. Look about you, Tutty Common. Remember and recall, Cully Keg. When visiting Dan Leary, try the corner house for thee. I'd give ye credit for Simmons more if ye'd be limping. Our four avunculus. And since three-story sorrow-telling was much too many, they maddened, and they morgued, and they loomed, and they jowled. Synoptic on the word. Till the Duke done it. Down. Like Deucalion, the seagoer, when he bore down in his periboat, he had raised a slide and shipped his orders and seized his pullets and primed their plumages, the finling and dovelet, the dun and the fire, and sending them one by other to fare forfawn, he had behold the residuance of a delugium. The foggy doze, still going strong, the old thalassocrats of invincible empires, maskers of the water world, facing one way to another way and this way on that way from several their four dimensions. Where the lining leaps from the numbulus, where cooled by cold bride lieth languid, the bounds wherein born are solid bodies all at home that ain a rest. A point, that's all. But see what follows. Ringlings upon runglings among incomputables about an uncomoutable. An angel prophetess, King Coria of Beasts, the caliph in his halif skin, that eerie winging one, and the void's bubbly vodis dodos across the which the boomer mouths from their duper stoops were in envy and anonymously blowing great. Guns. Keep backwards, please, because there was no good to Gundy running up again. Guns. And it was written up in big capital guns, saying never underrupt great grand Goster Fosters. Guns. And whatever one did, they said, the forelings, that on no accounts you were not to. Guns. Not to pad them be haunt in the fear. Not to go tunner water and bungly well shoot the rising giant. Not to wanly be walking around Jerusalem do at small hours about the market plots, smelling oaky bony, this little figgy and araky bellicky, this little pink into porker, but porco dirto, to let the gentleman pedesteroles out of the monobella culpuration live his own left leave, culle buone, by perperusual of the pet publicities, without in walking his all souls between, sick, the araky bone and, sook, the oaky bellic. And not to not be always hemmer and hummer, treeing themselves up with one excite, but not to never be caving nicely, precisely, quicely, robustly, tenderly, unremarkably, forsakenly, haltedly, reputedly, firstly, somewhatly, yes, I knowly, about the back exits. Never to weaken up in place of the broths, never to fall asleep in the place of the boots. And other things, never to wait the sour deans if they weren't having anything on their conscience. And when in some schloss to never knocks, cease till the finely ending was consummated by the completion of accomplishment. And thus, within the tavern's secret booth, the wise height ones who sip the tested sooth bestir them as the justice bid to jab the punch of quorum on the mug of truth. K.C. Jowls, they're sudden in the secret. K.C. Jowls, they sure are wise. K.C. Jowls, the juiciest as jobbers, for they'll find another faller if their ruse won't rise. Cooley the hooper. There is to see. Squarish large face with the atlas jacket. Bright's browny eyes in blue sack and shoeings. Peaky-booky nose over a lousy Annie shirt. Rocky Stackle hair besides a straw camel belt, namely Gregorovich, Leonokopoulos, Tarpinacci, and Doggle Doggle. And was they stare all the time? Yea, but they was. And during the games, enduring the studies, on daring the stories and all? Ned? Only snugged then and cozied after one percepted naught, while tough battle outraged the waywards and mean signs of their hinterhand supplies demands. And be they gone to splain splication? That host that hast won on the horse when back turns, when he face fronts, none in the house, his jest has guessed. You bet they is, and knows well done. With, however, what sublation of compensation in the ratification of interpretation by the byboys, being they Mr. G.B.W. Ashburner, St. Bruno's Toboggan Drive, Mr. Fakes Good Bell Chambers, Carol Ann Crescent, Mr. I.I. Chataway, Hilly Gay Poplar Park, Mr. Q.P. Dieudonne, The View, Gazy Pier, Mr. T.T. Archdeacon, Multiple Lodge, GFXP Road, Mr. W.K. Ferris Fender, Firth Fort, Wooville Dune Bottom, on to whom adding, the tout that pumped the stout, that linked the lank, that called the sandy, that next oared the rotter, that rooked the rhymer, that lapped at the hoose, that jokes pilled. They had heard, or had heard said, or had heard said written, fidelisse, that their first a Roderick King comed to an inn court, and the site of that yard was a perchy pole with a louva-glouva on it. Last manarchs maketh man when one shift winneth woman's. So how would it hum, ho son of a witch, if some of as was to start to stump the story on? So many needles to ponk out to as many noodles as our company, they noddling all about it, tutti to tempo, decumans number two, eh? Well, that the secretary bird, better known as Pandori or Paula Bucker, whom they thought was more like a solicitor general, indiscriminatingly made belief mid author Sagastians from Shelm the Pellman to write some words to Cinders about her chillikin puck, laughing that Poolbeck would be the death of her. Be that, well, that Magisty, the postulate auditressee, when her dare mode's a groanin', is always on the who-goes where, hoping to Michael for the latter to turn up with a capital tea before her fumeral comes off without any much farther, which is parting parcel of the same Goomerel's post-office, it being lookwise on the whence blows weather helping Mickle, so that the loiter end of that leader may twaddle out after a cubital lull with a hope soon to ear, comprom? See, becakes the goat's man on question, or whatever the hen the bumbler was, feeling not up to scratch, bekicks of whatever the kidding's pain, inge, and popper meant for him, though I once that a true love, true grieving through danger, as a nurse person to his minstrels, divorce the pair of them Mather Carey's chucklings, pant blanche, and skittered his litters like the cavalieri man in Cobra Park, for ungeborn Yankelmen, Jeremy Truvis or Kevin O'Keepers, any old how and any old then and when around Dick's dirty dungbin, remarking scenically with laddie-like lassitude upon what he finally postscrapped. D. After it's so long till I thanked you about, I do so much now. Thank you so very much as you introduced me to Forks. E. Will these remind be same? F. Fool step. Alethiometry? Or just zoot doon floon? Nut it out, PBI. On a massive mancinet. But, top. You were in the same boat of yourselves, too, get a bod off or treem pleasure in. And you receptionated the most deliscious of millets, which it all flow o'erd your droopin' Dunleary's, but dribble a drop went down your rothole. Meaning Kelly, Grimes, Phelan, Mulaney, O'Brien, McAllister, Seeley, Coyle, Hines, Joins, Naylor, Trainer, Coursey to Coursey, and Gilligan Gall. Stunner of odds, tods on blue-bleeding boar horse. What sorson's head surprises thus to south of Rumpumplican Oak with, well, we cannot say whom we are looking like through his now face. It is of Noggins, Wilk dusts the both sides of the seats of the big slaps of the bog chaps of the parlor bar of the Maringar of the Lachlan Gonland Lodder of the fief of the foaf of four fum shiplazoid. Bounce! It is Polly Sines Stunter, the Sockerson boy, to pump the fire of the lewd into those salts of botchies, half-sows, dovers, till fell they dead war nootwindic. And while time he was rancing their smutsy floskins, gnawed under he collared for their poopishes, a hull on him, fear a main nootr en now. Shatten up ship, vow wow ounce. No more clanned oil skins, chicken levers, all assured for Catholic gizzards. Stole away their gluttony of stinks, porter filias and spirituous songsters, oom, oom. As these vituperards in his bosom, he did stronglehold, bush brows, knobbly nape, swingly swangler, sunken trunk, that from tin of this clucken had it runced slap out of slop. For him had hoard from far to piping, as of Durducci was a Siegelson. He cooed that loud, nor he was young. He cut bad corn, nor he was grey, like water parted from the say. Ostia, lift it, lift at it, ostia, from the say, away from the say, him, 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 him. Here hasting he hymned, re-remembered all the chubs, chips, chaffs, chuckin' pucks and chainy chime bells that he had mistributed in port pub, park, pantry and poultry house, while they there, the others that are, were most emulously concerned to capturing the last drops of summer down through their grooves of blarneying, ere the Saxon locked at the door, which he would shut and sure, and lay them to stoor. For be all rules of sport is right, that youth be dour to charm the night, whilst age is dumped to mind the day, when water parted from the say. The humming is coming, insway, onsway. Fingur McKishmard, obesum burgers benefist. He was bowing him and scraping him in recalcitrantement to the right about. And these pro-beno publicos clamatizing for an extinction on his hostelry, with his charge hand bombing their ears. Tid, gentlemen, plays, she been going shooter off all me nooter unawares. You hear Nort Farwellen's rouster, a shuffle the wave they. From Dancing Tree till Sutton Stone, there's lads no lie would filch a crown, to mull their sack and brew their tay with water parted from the say. The long-awained who's a silver-born and rooted to Rochelle Lane and Liberties, those Mullingard minstrelsers are marshals sing, par tune-piped road, under where, perked on Hollowy Hill, that poor man of Lyoness, good Duke Weltington, hug on come errandwards, had here come to the bell's bows and been cut a trapped by the mousers. Now is it town again, Landmere of Dublin, and of course the Tooler, plessed the daughter of his eyes with her, moke the once, why do we aim alike a pose of poet or piece, while the dummy shoots the shopper rope, and they all pour forth, sans Butley, Topeter Sawyer, the rouged engenerand, a Bartler of the Boyne, still our Benjamin Leafist, sometime frankling to this city, whereas begrented him appears half subporters for his arms, Josiah Pipkin, Amos Love, Raoul Lefebvre, Blaise Tabuteau, Jeremy Yop, Francis de Loomis, Hardy Smith, and Sequin Pettit, followed by the snug saloon shannon of our Café Beranger, the scenic tutors. Because they wanted to get out by the goatway afore the sheep was loosed, for to wish the Wobbleton white-leg Welshes Cayley, Cayley, Kelly Keckle, and save back to Brown Hazelwood from all the Dinnestoolans on the labious banks of their Swenson Snowesner, turned again, wisting home by Danesbury Common, and they wonly, duly, throughly, fairly, after rainy draining founty buckets, chalk 'em up empty, empty, till they caught the wind abroad, alley loafers passing jeering, all the rockers on the roads and all the boots in the streets. Oh, dear! Ahoy! Last ye, Lunsmen, hasty hosty, for an inundation of mirification and the lutification of our Paluda nation. His bludgeon's brook, his drum is tore, for spuds we'll keep the hatty war, and roll in clover on his clay, by water parted from the say. Hooray! Free rogue mount on till dew mild well to carry on and glory. Are now met by brown a boy winning winds former for a lynching parting of his burgaboo, the Shanavan Vacht, rant and roar and batter his dorns, and that whistling thief O'Rhine O'Ran, with a catch of her cunning like and nowhere a keener. The four Eolders were aspolutely at their wet's end in the mailing waters trying to hide seek, because number one lived at Bothersby North, and he was trying to hide seek, and number two digged up Poor's court soother, trying to hide seek, and number three he sleeped with Lily Tettles at the Eats, and he was trying to hide seek. And the last, with the sail alloy dungy, he was berthed on the moor bore to the west. And they were all trying to, and baffling with the Walters of, whomsy doomsy Walters of, high sink, high oh high, sink a sink, waves. The gangsters strain and angers up as Hoisty rears the cannon cup to speed the bogger's bark away or water parted from the say. Horcus, chiefest every nonce, he shook be ashamed of himself, hiding that sheep and his goat, and for rassembling so barefells the McGreedy Prince of Roger, for fud. Hi-hos, our kingdom from an horse, Bruny Lano's woolies on Branny Lonnie's hairy parts, and the hunk in his trunk, it would be an insult foul the matter of that cellaring to a pig strut. Stop his laces, ink him. You would think him all Doblin staking his lord, sure, like a gourd on puncheon, divinity divined. Hole hunting the park on a methodological mission whenever there's imberillas, and calling Rena Rona Renet Ronane, to what mine answer is a lemons. Arderlies, beadles, and postbillers heard him. 3 points to one. Ericus Vericus corrupted into ware eggs. Dummy up distillery. Brawry aboo. Run him a John's gate down James's lane, begetting a wife which begame his niece by pouring her young things into skin ties. That was when he had dizzy spells, till Gladstool's pillules made him ride as the mall. Thanks to his Hudibras beard, Loden broke the long man, now he conceals under various persons, but is always that Rourke Relly. End of side 11. To continue, turn the cassette over.